heart about all philosophy. You have heard about our philosophy. Whatever I have read, but you see, I don't believe what I have read. I believe only whatever I have talked to you. Whatever you have said, person to person. I do not see any impossible. What you have said to a person who writes something else is the paper.
Better than that. But still, what is your conception of all philosophy?
While we are speaking, whose mind?
No, I am here.
No, I have not understood. Yes, but I have not heard from you yet. So what is your thinking? What is your conception of God or what you will be? I have not yet heard.
Our conception of God is that He is a transcendental person. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vidya. Ishvara means God. The Supreme Lord is a person. As we are person, He is also person. But He is the chief person, Nitya Nityananda. He is the leader. And we are all there. He is the master. We are the servant. That is our self-reality. To understand that I am eternal and servant of God. Bhagavad Gita has said, Mamai Vāṅsa Jīvalo, Jīvabhūta, Jīvalo Samā. Eternally, all the living entities are my parts and parcels. So, as the part and parcel of anything is to serve the cause of the whole, similarly, all living entities, their only business is to serve the Supreme. That is all.
Swami, there is one dispute that the original Gita, as they say, it was only Sapta Shloka, there were only seven shlokas. The rest of the Gita is being, I don't know, is being the concept, whatever among these, among the people. The rest of the Gita has been written, has been written by Sri Vyasa. That is the concept among the people. Well, if Gita is written afterwards by Sri Vyasa, Then it means that original Gita is only said by the Lord Krishna because there was a time for, suppose it is my doubt, there was a time for Lord Krishna to preach to Prince Arjuna. All these things, according to me, when Lord Krishna was teaching or saying something into Sri Arjuna, Arjuna got into the trance. It is said that Lord Krishna had given the eyes to Arjuna, but those were not the charma chakshus, those were the eyes. As a matter of fact, Arjuna went into the trance and then he saw a thing. That trance which I will call when Atma goes eventually from Jagratavastha to Svapnavastha, from Svapnavastha to Sushuptavastha, from Sushuptavastha to Suryavastha, and from Suryavastha to Samadhi. When, according to the yogis, or I can say from whatever I have understood, when Atma goes into the trance, that is, mind goes into the trance and into the Suryavastha, then he gets the vision of all past, future and present.
First thing is that he says that Bhagavad Gita Bhajit was given in seven verses and later on Vyasadev has expanded. Now, suppose accepting the Vyasadev has expanded, Do you find any difference between Vyasa's expansion and the original seven verses?
No. Of course there is no difference.
Then, accepting that Vyasa has expanded, so there is no difference. Therefore, even if we take the Bhagavad Gita as it is presented by Vyasa, so there is nothing to be said against it.
Nothing, there is not.
Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave us only 8 verses, 6 hearts. But our Goswami, they have written volumes of books on that 8 verses. But there is no difference of the writing of the Goswami and the original 8 verses. That is not very important thing.
One more subject. Lord Krishna has given us Arjuna to sit and do this bhajan also. He said, Uttishtha, Maam Anusmara Yudhyaya. Get up and remember me and fight. That is, fight me. That is your right.
Yes.
If you assume your right.
So, fight with whom?
Fight with your enemy.
Who is your enemy?
Enemy, maybe physically, maybe bodily, maybe whatever it is. But you must know who are your enemy at first. Find out your enemy. It may be that your enemy may be my friend, or my friend, my enemy may be your friend. So I want to know who is my enemy first.
Yes, that's nice, Prabhupada. Unless you find an enemy, how can I fight? So, of course we do not say, Vaishnava do not say that there is no need of fight. He never said. When there is need of fighting, he must fight. Somebody in New York, some goldsmith, he was, why Krishna is advising Arjuna to fight, to become violent? So somebody protests like that. But there is no meaning of protesting against the action of the 15 personality of God. Very odd. So we Vaishnava, although we are chanting, it does not mean that when there is need of fighting with our Vaishnava, with a lack in strength, we can fight. One gentleman inquired from me that Vaishnavism makes one dull. He cannot act. And no, we have not seen a Vaishnava. The two fighting, great fighting, Ramayana and Mahabharata, the hero was Hanuman and Arjuna. And they fought, yes. And who can be better Vaishnava than them?
No.
The Vaishnava does not mean he is dull, no.
Oh, that is where we will go, earlier on. Samadhi avastha and means, that is, when you go to sleep, these are two different things.
Yes. Because our present fighting is atheism, against atheism. They say there is no God. God is dead. I am God. You are God. We are fighting against this principle. So our fighting is very strong. We don't think that we are sitting as I have come here to fight with atheism. You see, and we go everywhere. We are fighting with atheism all over the world. So, meeting so many opposing elements, okay? They say God is dead. And America, when I first went, they are popularizing theory, God is dead. But they again accepted, and God is not only dead, but he is here with Tamil. they are separate. So these atheistic theories that everyone is God, I am God, you are God, God is dead, there is no God, God is not person, we are fighting against it. We say God is Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. He is a person. And he is not dead. This is our truth. Therefore, we need to find he is not dead. How can we dead? How can we think of like that? That God is dead. That is foolishness.
If you say God is dead, that means you are showing your own ignorance, your own foolishness. If I say God is dead,
we are fighting against this ignorance. So many ignorance.
That is correct.
And at the present moment, so many theories and religious principles are sprung up, unnecessary. But we are sticking to the principle that the only religion is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of God. That is real religion. Correct. Complete surrender. This God said there.
I like only the last sloka of Bhagavad Gita. Of course, each sloka I've got many. But the last one, Yatra Pātho Dhanudhāra, Yatra Yogi Kaya Krishna, Yatra Pātho Dhanudhāra, Tatra Vidyo Dhiti Nishāmi Dhirma Sikma Mayani, where Lord Krishna and Lord then Arjuna is together. I consider here Lord Krishna is Atman, Swayam Atman. And your mind is, suppose Arjuna, where your mind and your Atman, they are both together. Then you cannot be defeated in this world. But to bring that mind and your Atman together, that process is called yoga.
But you know, Krishna says, Yoginamati Sarvesham Madgata Antarasana. Of all the yogis, one who is always thinking of being within his mind, he is first class. Do you accept this?
Of all the yoginam?
Yoginamati sarvesam. Of all the yogis. Yoginamati sarvesam, that is the last verse of the yoga chapter. Yoginam, I know, don't say that this practice of Ashtanga yoga is not possible for me.
No, of course not.
When he said like that, Krishna answered, yes, practice it can be possible, but still, anyone, he summarized the whole yoga process. Yoginamati sarvesham, of all yogis, anyone who is thinking of me always, he is the first class.
That is karma yoga.
Why do you say karma yoga?
Whatever you do, it is not necessary that you do, you should do only Ashtanga yoga.
We are discussing this verse. He says that anyone who is always thinking, karma yogi also always thinks of Krishna. That's all right. That is not denied. But the highest principle is always keeping Krishna within his mind. Premanjana Churita, that is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Santa Sadaiva Ridayesu Vilopa. This kind of practice of yoga can be done by an analyzed devotee, Premanjana, by developing the dormant love of God.
That is
the highest perfection.
I could say.
And another thing is, you are accepting mind as Atma, are you not? That's not correct. Mind is not Atma.
No, mind is not Atma. No. What I mean to say, where Atma and mind, they come together, each other. Come. Where your mind does not go from here, anywhere, just...
Mind picks up in Atma. That's nice. But mind is not Atma.
No.
Mind is matter. That's mind matter.
That is dissolved. That is, that can be destroyed.
Right, mind is kind of fume of the arm. So mind becomes, changes the color of the fume according to the state of the Atma. If the Atma is in pure state, then mind is pure. If the Atma is impure state, the mind is impure. Taught all our disciples, satatam kirtantam mam, always chanting Hare Krishna, satatam kirtantam mam.
Satatam kirtantam yo mam.
No, satatam kirtantam mam jatantasya dhirabhrata. Dhirabhrata. One who is always chanting about me and endeavoring with great determination to reach me, as his mom.
As you have said, Naham Matam Vaikunthe, Yajanam Rudayasito, Madhvatsa Yatra Gayantu, Satra Sistami Narada.
Therefore, a devotee's position is sublime. Krishna comes for the devotee's life. Actually, this happens. Hiras Thakur, he happened to be a Mahavana. Lord Chaitanya, the devotee. So in those days, 500 years ago, there are some Hindu Muslims, they think that is going on. So he did not went to Jagannath's temple to create some disturbance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did not ask him that you go to Jagannath's temple. Who can check it? Of course, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered, he would have gone. Neither he wanted to go, neither Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that he must go. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come. Satpratishtha, Narada, Jatra Gayanti Madhvata, this is the practical. He came to the devotee where he was chanting. So instead of approaching God, if you chant, God will appear. That is a fact we see. Instead of Hridas Thakur going to Jagannath, Jagannath himself was coming to him. Every day, Lord Chaitanya would come and ask and sit down, how we are feeling, what we are doing. Then he goes to take bath in Samudra. Deep. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and him, Hridas Thakur, expired, he personally took the body and cremated at the bank of the Samudra and he performed the funeral ceremony. Hridas Thakur was so, and he was given the title Namasa, the authority of chanting Hare Krishna. Very nice that you are cultivating this knowledge. It is very nice. Manushkana Sahasrita Kasti Jaduti Siddha. This cultivation of spiritual knowledge means perfection of life. But people do not try for it. That Gita says, Manushkana Sahasrita, out of many thousands of people, one may try to cultivate knowledge for spiritual and martial. And Jatatamavi Siddhana, out of many such persons who are cultivating spiritual knowledge, hardly one can understand what is this.
Very good, very good. To understand him is a lot.
Yes, that is liberation. Janma Kanma Medibbam Jujana Dipapa. To understand Krishna, nobody can understand Krishna, but it says, to a certain extent, if one can understand, then he immediately becomes liberated. And not to speak of developing his love of Krishna. Simply by knowledge, if by real knowledge, if one understands Krishna, and that is sufficient to make him liberated. And those are devotees, for them, liberation is very easy. Mukti Mugnidan Vali Sevati Asana.
See, on the first day of Rishi's inauguration, I was there, and there were definitions about Karma Yoga.
And the government. Yes, see, he is speaking of Karma Yoga. Flattering 10,000 cows, that is Karma Yoga. This nonsense speaking of Karma Yoga.
So I can better get
a
from
this place. These are all. The government became a little fertile. He wanted to go in India. You are present? And when the other man began to speak, all husband.
I like your one sentence that day. Whatever according to the Shastra is the karma, and that is correct. I agree to it.
Yeah.
Nobody says that.
Yes,
that is a fact.
Karma dham does not mean that you manufacture something and it becomes a karma.
It is written whatever the shastra says.
Yes.
That is the work, that is the karma.
Yeah. I was just going to explain all this karma, bhikarma, akarma.
Good thing you do. No, you would understand it.
The land of sages, land of Krishna, land of Lord Ramchandra, land of Maharaj Parikshit, without any restriction, cow slaughter is going on. And they are speaking of Karma Yoga. Yes, this is fun.
I don't know where this India is going, this land of Krishna is going. Well,
no, we should try our best.
We have to pay, we have to fight it again.
Yes.
It is our duty.
Yes, that's it. So you are a military man, I request you to fight against this nonsense.
Swami, I wish you could come sometime. I will gather a collection of some people, whatever it is, my friends, and give some preaching.
Yes, I'll go.
Give me some time.
That's a picture of some kind.
Because I'm very near, you can put
that. Yes.
Only 100 yards, 200 yards.
That's one. That packet? Packet?
No, not packet, it's Malo, just across this Malo.
Ah, yes.
Just across this Malo.
Yes, thinking of having a branch near that packet, in the packet color. What is your idea? Our Krishna Consciousness Center. Is that good locality?
I'll tell you. I will think over it.
Hard.
I'll just sit in front of my guru, think over it, and then give you the plan. Because without thinking, you will reply.
No. Think twice before doing.
Tuesday
morning,
December 15th? Tuesday morning. Morning I have to go to better keep it in the evening sometimes. Morning
that evening than after 7.
Evening
you're
all here.
Evening
after
7, yes. Evening you're all here.
Oh, evening, that evening, up to which day?
7 to 9 p.m.
No.
After the 16th.
Yeah.
Then
probably on the 17th you may go.
I see.
How about having
not a fixed, but there is chance, every chance. Because We are thinking of an appointment with the Prime Minister in Delhi by the 18th. So if that is fixed, sir, then we have to start.
Wednesday afternoon, is it?
Like 24.
Wednesday is today, is 13th, 14th, 15th.
Is there an engagement?
4th.
Yes.
But
when?
Hold your passage, discuss. First, step by that, Azad, he said that such is the positive.
But tomorrow?
How about Tuesday afternoon?
Tuesday afternoon? Well,
like the 3 to 4.
3 to 4.
Tuesday afternoon.
It seems to be disappearing then?
Yes.
Ah, then we have to perform.
According to Abhijit.
What do you want to do? That? Well, you shall fast as 12 and then off as 1 and then, yeah, that's not even division.
So Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4?
Yes.
Right. You write his name.
Can I have your name?
Major V. N. Sule. V. L.
Major?
V. L.
V. L.
Sule. S-U-L-E-Y.
You are Maharashtra.
And I think we have number 2, Palajya.
Telephone?
Maharashtra and there are fighting nations.
Telephone? Telephone?
Telephone.
You have telephone?
Telephone.
Telephone, no, I'm not. My office telephone is 7865.
Okay.
Maharashtrian spirit and Bengali spirit are almost
completely different.
Yeah. Tamil nahi aa sakti. Bahut jaldi ho jata hai. Gaadi hai nahi, isliye bada mushkil hai. Bye bye.
But on Sunday, Friday, our people have started praying, I don't know.
These boys also, from their childhood, they are addicted to so many things. They were
English.
It's on my wall, they give up.
And our people are not today.
But in the new teachers, they have been described by Chanakya Panjali Bhagavad.
Though we are Kshatriyas, but nobody takes meat in our house.
Kshatriyas are allowed to take meat by hunting.
But even then,
not by slaughter. Not all, but some of them.
When you can't get anything to eat, then only you can do that. But
thank you.
to Nasi or not?
I've been at war, not in my sannyas state.
Huh.
Long ago, at 13 sannyas.
That is in which year?
I'm dying. 1945, I was.
Are you going there now this time?
No, I can go everywhere. I see. You're invited. Are you ready?
Bunyadi Prasikshan Samsa Bijalpur Indore Chhatra Dhyapak Purisha Bijalpur kaha par?
Chanakya.
He was a great politician, a Brahmin. He was insulted once in boyhood by some king of Mahapadmananda.
Nanda.
Then he took oath that, all right, today I turn my duty and one day I will dethrone you from here. Then you can call me Chanakya. And he went there. And he then gathered some forces, this, that, and one day he dethroned that Indra and made another person his disciple to think of that show. He was such a person. Think of it. As Swami even said.
Sir, raise your hand.
You are not a politician. Varam sarpa nadujjana. Sarpa dasanti kale cha dujjana su padevad. This is another verse.
Rankam sarvaj rajanam rajanam rankam dhaninam nyaranam chaiva priyadhanam. Durjan Ninda, Durjana Sarpasya, Varam Sarpa Durjana, Sarpa Visham Kisale, Durjana Vayu Pade Pade, Durjana Supade Pade, Kadam Jupa.
We met some life member. Is there any possibility of getting enrolling some life member? Just, I don't know,
Life member for
this institution. We want some life members, otherwise how we can conduct this institution?
Follow.
Yeah. Chaitanya replied.
I think this is a return. In the reply about the...
Who is saying?
Gita Bhavan says, Gita Bhavan Maharaj Indra, please reply definite arrival time throughout very anxious, very wild care of motorcycle. What shall we reply?
Yeah, yeah, we are already engaged. Cannot go to that immediately. Let us follow. Yes.
I think we can send the more course.
There is no thought.
There is no course.
No, simply your present is hard.
So what is
it? Like one due to heavy engagement cannot go to that immediately. Let us follow.
Motorcycle
is there, table is there, person is there, motorcycle.
Oh, yes. Are you sure that motorcycle is? Just, let me
check on
the letter. Yes. Yes.
You go and come back here for attending meeting here.
Oh, yes.
By 10?
Yes.
How far?
15 minutes to be reached.
Oh, that's all. That's all.
So we'll do that for 10 minutes.
That's all.
No, no, no. We won't take anything out of that day. We are fasting till noon because we're in the appearance day of Guru Maharaj and the Guru. Is it here? So we won't be taking anything at all. Nothing.
Up to 12, you don't have fast.
Will you be honest for me? What will the arrangement you do here in my home?
Whatever arrangement you do, that's all. But if some of the members become our life members, that is.
Have you seen our book?
No, no. Would
you like to say?
The footprint of liberated predecessors, like Mono and others. So, they are conditioned, therefore their rules and regulations are not perfect. They cannot be perfect.
Here's our monthly magazine, Back to God. That magazine is being printed in 6 languages, Hindi, English, French, German, and Japanese, and Bengali. Bengali is not yet out, but it's coming. Then, how fun. started presenting these books when he was still in India, and this book was finished in 1965. This is printed in India, the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The first canto comprised three volumes like this, the first canto. And then the following cantos are being printed by our own set in America, the Boston, like this, chapter by chapter, so that people can take advantage of Srimad Bhagavatam and read it at their convenience instead of being And here, this Krishna book is the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada called the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's full of illustrations, which are done by his American students. You see how beautiful. There are 84 full-color illustrations that show the third time of Krishna. See how nice it is. So the people in the Western world, for the first time in the history of the world, will get an idea of who God is, and what he looks like, what he's doing, where he's residing. This is the Krishna book. And this is in two volumes. This is volume number one. And this is volume number two. This is just a blueprint. We haven't got the finished copy yet. This is the city. Then Prabhupada presented the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Chaitanya, which you must be familiar with, in the form of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the Sunday studies. And there are also illustrations in here, although they're not colored, they're black and white.
Sri Tukaram is disciple of Chaitanya.
He also once ride in Maharashtra by chanting Vittara.
Vittara, Vittara, the same. It is another name.
And most important is Prabhupada presented Bhagavad Gita, and he called it Bhagavad Gita as it is, because, as he explained in the introduction, that till now there have been so many Bhagavad Gita printed in all languages, and all of them are misrepresented. They are not presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. They are trying to present Krishna or Bhagavad Gita without Krishna. They want to leave out the speaker of Bhagavad Gita and put themselves forward. So Prabhupada is presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, and therefore this movement is taking such hold, because the real thing is being presented. This is in San Francisco, California. And then the next of the Lord, Rupa Goswami's book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, also there mentioned in the this book is the law book of devotional service. So we have so much literature, and in India, we've introduced a program, a membership program, so that we can go on distributing these literatures And then membership program, there are four membership types of membership. One is life membership. Life membership means the member is entitled to all the books that we have printed, plus all the books that we will print in the future, plus a lifetime subscription to our magazine, Mastodonte. And the member is entitled to stay at any one of our branches throughout the world free as an honored guest. If he happens to travel abroad or in India, we will have our branches. So that life membership fee is 1,111 rupees. And then we have donor membership. The donor member is entitled to all the books that have been printed, a lifetime subscription to our magazine, but he does not get the books in the future. That is 565 rupees. And subscriber membership, lifetime subscription to our magazine, which is 322 rupees, and ordinary membership is yearly subscription to our magazine. So this way we're trying to recruit members and support our movement. This movement is being supported just by membership. And in this way, we can flood the whole world with Krishna consciousness. And then there'll be a change. If we want to see a change in the world, then we have to approach we have to distribute knowledge of Krishna in this way. So you're welcome to become a member. And also if you have friends, tell them about our membership program.
Tell me, you open the center here now.
I wish to open the center.
No, in those regions.
Not me.
And how many centers in India?
Practically three.
I mean, did you come across with this Brahma Kumari? They preach something else.
God, there is something else. Everyone knows it.
I was in Meerut, near Khatoli, so the party came. I thought that they are teaching some Krishna or something. And there Bhagavad Gita or something else. I said, it's that.
Very, very good.
I mean, bhajan, kirtan, and
there may be musical performance.
Musical
performance. But here, it is by the pure devotee.
Our life member,
Jamindar. Then he is going to see in the Gita Bhavan. When others perform Krishna, nobody takes part.
Also, and our Gita.
And they cannot continue the kirtan more than 5 minutes. Mm. But we can continue our kirtan for 5 hours without any.
If we stayed there for 5 hours, everyone would say,
yes.
We would go away. Yeah, and Gita Bhavan.
Mahamantra, they can also do.
They don't.
But that will not be effective because they are not pure.
Yeah.
Here is the secret. Our devotees, they are annadilasikasana, they have no other vision than to satisfy people. They perform kirtan to get something from Krishna.
Their aim is to.
Everyone goes to some dharma sthan just to get something.
Mm.
Our proposition is to give everything for Krishna, and that is far different.
That
when you do, I shall tell you. Now why do you waste your time like that?
No, because
that's all right, you are not doing. So you have no business.
No, I am doing it with open reading. Of course, I am not using, but we use it like that. So I want you to know that.
This is Madhama, this is Anamika, and this is Kanishka.
Sorry, Sarjani means?
Sarjani.
Sarjya.
Sarjya. Sarjan, Sarjan.
Opening
of Mandar. This is a huge gathering. We have done. We have that.
Very conscious of the head, everything has the reason is full of knowledge.
No, because when we sit down for puja, there will be we have to search these things because then you will search this, you have to search eyes, nose, like that, and this thing, and this thing also. And for this mantra, you have to search. Karkar karkar sadhana, you have to search. Karkar karkar sadhana.
Shelter now, close.
Mm-hmm.
Close house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was asking, I didn't call him a close, but you knew that I wouldn't be what was your name. Very thankful.